and welcome to episode 8 of Girl Fight. I'm your host. I'm Nicole Tanner. Today I am joined by Megan Sullivan.
Hello.
Christine Steimer.
Hello there.
And Dana Jung Award.
Hello.
And we hope Ms. Chobot will be joining us midway through. She's running late. So we'll see. Anyhow. So first off, I want to give some shout outs to some guys who did some awesome art for us. First of all, Mike Glasswell actually did a cartoony drawing of all of us together, and it is so awesome.
It's pretty great. I kind of want to like blow it up bigger.
And yeah.
Yeah. You got mad skills, Mike.
Yeah, yes. For sure. And the picture is on our Facebook page, so if you want to check it out, you can go there to see it. And then also, Chris Norris did a little Photoshop mashup of pretty much every female game character I can think of.
Not Chris Norris at Ubisoft, is it?
I don't think so.
We know a PR person named Chris Norris. I'm like, wait, what? Doesn't he have a lot of work to do? E3's coming up.
Yeah. Just Photoshopping.
Yeah. So so that was very cool as well. So now we have more Girl Fight decorations on our podcast wall. We're still behind Beyond, though. So if you're out there and want to send us some art, we would love that. So let's get things started off as we always do with what we're playing. Christine, why don't we start with you this week?
I am still playing Red Dead.
Have you shot any more horses?
No.
Good.
Start. And I have not. God, I flubbed it on the last podcast. I think I said I hit my hammer
with your horse. Yeah.
So no, I didn't do that either. Yeah. But yeah, no, I've just been playing Red Dead a bunch and loving it.
Cool.
Finding new horses. Finally got the all black one.
Sweet.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
Do they have Palominos in that game?
I think so. Well, I mean, really, they have a whole bunch of different like colored horses, but they just, it's different skins, really.
Ah, right.
There's only three, well, technically four if you have the war horse, that are like supposedly a lot faster than all the other ones.
Ah. Hmm. Cool.
So the three-star horses. I have all of them. And it's kind of dumb, but it's a game and I'll do what I want. I bought all of the deeds to all of the special horses just because I kind of feel like maybe one day I'll like, I don't feel like having the golden horse today. Or, I'm going to have the white horse
outfit
again. Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. What about you, Megan?
Nothing too exciting. I finished Tree of Tranquility finally.
Yeah, who'd you marry?
I actually ended up marrying Owen, the local blacksmith hottie.
Oh. So.
He's the one that I married when I played through, too.
Yeah, he's the only one who looks like an adult, by the way. So maybe that's something to do with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's also buff and hot. And I was like, I want to get that guy. But it took me like 2 years to get this guy to marry me. I couldn't figure out what his favorite
thing
was.
He wants a commitment.
Yeah, that's the thing about those Harvest Moon games, man. It can take a long time to get a spouse. Because
I guess it's true to real life.
If you're picky.
It is.
Yeah, if you're picky, you want the right one. Sometimes you gotta wait.
The only problem with that is that the way that you get them to like you is by giving them lots and lots of gifts. So,
Well, that is the way to any girl or man's heart.
True. I realized that, food.
Yes,
you know, food like, for Owen. Through his stomach, so I just kept feeding him every day.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that was
And
that
it
was
just still
successful.
Took 2 years to wear him down.
Yeah,
right?
It took 2 years to wear him down.
What kind of food were you giving him?
He likes rice, like any kind of rice dish, mm-hmm. and so I kept giving him that, but other stuff, like I thought he liked certain things from the mines that I would give it to him, and he'd flip out like, I don't like this. And I was like,
yeah, it's always so funny how they're like, whoa, I don't want that. You should give it to someone else.
Right.
I'm just trying to give you a gift.
That's a pretty lousy gift.
And the PSP one, I think they did a better job because, you know, they were like, oh, you know, that's a thought that counts. You don't have to give me this. Like that kind of, it wasn't quite so like.
Give me
horrified.
Something I want.
Yeah.
Don't give me this crap I don't want.
Yeah. It was a little hard the first couple times it happens. Like, dude, it should just. I'm trying to be nice to you, and you're like, what a terrible gift. It's not like I gave you a dead animal. Jeez.
Oh, well, maybe he would have liked it.
I had a dead squirrel in my backyard I could have given you.
Oh, God.
Nice. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's what happens when you have a house in the East Bay with a yard. It's wildlife safari.
Dude, we have roosters in that next door to us.
Wow.
Roosters. In fact, the first morning that we stay there.
Annoying?
No, actually, they're not bad. We used to have a bus running right outside. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have a rooster. It's pretty quiet.
Pretty relative. Rustic.
Actually, though, the first morning, I know. I'm like, I live in a city. I grew up in a tiny town, a farming town. I mean, I grew up in the town, but I live closer to wildlife now than I did in Oakland. Now that I'm living in Oakland, than I did my whole time growing up in Iowa. The first morning that we woke up, we looked out the window, and the woman next door had wrung some chickens' necks and was plucking their feathers out.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
And wow. We were like, where are we back? Are we in Vietnam?
Yeah.
Which, if we are, that's cool.
Should go over
Vietnam's
there for dinner,
awesome.
Because apparently it's really fresh.
I know. Yeah, we were hoping that maybe they would just show up with a chicken
on
the doorstep.
Here is some fried chicken for you.
Yeah. I also have one other story associated with moving in. Nicole's heard the story, but I just kind of want this out in the public. So if anything happens to me or my stuff, that it's on record,
yeah.
Who I suspect. I had to testify. Well, I'll start off with it. So we moved last weekend, so I still haven't been playing anything. Pear, who actually specifically asked
Nicole, he asked
if
me
I
today.
Would have been playing anything else. I've still only been playing Picross 3D because it is my bus game still, although I'm finally to the hard puzzles.
Yeah.
So we moved this last weekend, and we rented a U-Haul truck, and then we just hired some grunt labor through U-Haul site. Mm-hmm. So I just picked the cheapest San Francisco-based mover. Well, then it just turned out that mover lived kitty corner from my apartment, which is kind of crazy in a town of like 800, and, you know, it's a city of 850,000 people that I just happened to pick a guy who lives in the building across the street from me. And so that's fine, whatever. Then I know he'll show up on time, or if he isn't there, where to go find him.
Yeah.
But he's standing in my living room, and as they're getting ready to move over the first load of stuff. And he's like, oh, so you lived here a while, so you must have seen that accident that happened out the window a few months back. And I had indeed seen an accident that happened out the window a few months back. And in fact, I had to testify because it was a drunk driving case, and I had to testify against the defendant. It turned out that the defendant was this guy's friend.
Oh.
And I had to retestify again because the case went back on trial last week. Tuesday. So I testified on Tuesday, and then on Saturday, his friend of like 20 years is in my living room basically being like, oh, hey. And like in the trial, I had to point out my windows. I know he totally knew that I was the one who testified against his friend. Yeah.
That's really awkward.
I'm like 850,000 people, and I picked the one who's been friends with this guy for 20 years.
Yeah. You can't make that stuff
no,
up.
No, you really can't. It's really ridiculous.
Oh, speaking of awkward, that E3 meeting yesterday, I just want to bring this up because it's extremely awkward. Kristen and I were the only females in the room, and we're like going through and assigning who's going to cover what game. And I forget what game we were talking about, but Arthur said, I'm not going to say exactly what he said, but anyhow, he basically said that one of our colleagues would do something very bad.
Fellatio
to multiple people in order to see this game. And then our editor-in-chief, Hillary, goes, well, get him in here. It was extremely awkward. Christine and I looked at each other.
I was like, I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
We certainly don't have any, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was funny. I'm not complaining, but it was just
It was
odd.
It was weird because we're like, we're girls.
Yeah. Do you boys want us to leave the room?
Yeah. We'll leave you alone if you want. We'll like find you some curtains and everything if you'd like.
Right. Yes, please. I don't really want to be around any of our coworkers.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I haven't been playing anything, but that was my fun, freaky story. So if anything happens to me or my house, I have suspect number one on the list.
Yes. Yep.
The case did get thrown out, so he was not convicted. I'm hopeful that means we will all just move on our separate ways.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Weird, though, that you even brought it up. Like, hey, so you're that chick. Like,
I was actually really, really paranoid because I knew the guy lived in my neighborhood, and I don't know.
Ugh, creepy.
They were all Russian, so I was like, maybe they know
Russian
each other.
Mom.
Oh, no. Now we're going to get email from Russian people.
Sorry, Russian people. It's just our neighborhood is, I mean, San Francisco is a very neighborhoody town and everything.
Right, yeah.
And there are a lot of people who, like, we knew that we'd seen that guy around the building across the street. And so I'm like, okay. And it turns out that they did indeed know each other.
Yeah.
Sweet. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
If you're listening, hope you like the podcast.
Anything else besides Tree of Tranquility?
I'm waiting in a long line to borrow a copy of Red Dead from the office, but it's going to be a long wait. So I've also got...
Especially since you don't own a 360.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But I'm waiting for the winter PS3 version.
We only have like one or two of those. Yeah.
So I have Hero of Leaf Valley, another Harvest Moon game that Christine loaned me, and I tried to start it the other day, and I was like, what did I do with my PSP?
Oh, no.
So I'm like, and I took it, I think I took it on a trip to Santa Barbara about a month ago. And I know I brought it back and I put it somewhere. I was like, I'll never forget where it is now. I was trying to organize my room. Like, if you throw it randomly in the room, I can find it. If I try to put it somewhere where I won't forget it, that's the first thing I do.
That's the worst because you always remember specifically thinking,
I'm going to put it here.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to remember. And then you're like, okay, where did I put it?
Right. I lost my PSP last year for like a month. I had no idea where I'd put it. And then I finally remembered it. I had taken it with me to E3 because I was playing Rock Band Unplugged at the time. And it was in the bag that I had taken to E3.
Ah, yes. I do that too. Yeah. Just leave things in bags.
Yeah. I know.
Put them away.
Both my DSi and my PSP are just in my purse. That's where they stay unless they need charging.
My DSi stays in my purse. I have lost my iPod Touch. I've lost a lot of stuff in the moving. It's fun. But I did unpack my consoles, and I had to choose which ones went into the locked cabinet just in case there's any retribution. I'm getting all paranoid.
Oh,
So all the systems made it in, but I had to pick out, and the Wii games are the ones that I just left out. I'm like, if someone seals
you can
them.
Take those.
Yeah. There are a couple that I might replace. I don't know. We got a lot just through work stuff just because of what they play. And some of them are fun and cute. You know, and I hang on to some, like if I have family to visit and stuff. Right. I was actually looking at them all, and I think I may send a bunch to my brother, who listens to this podcast, and so who now is going to totally hold me to this. Just because he and his family. And so we have a lot of, like, kind of family-targeted games that I'm sure I will never play again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what have I been playing? Mm-hmm. This is Nicole, by the way. I went back and continued playing God of War 3 on hard, mostly because my husband started playing it and I have to beat it before he does. And
beat it again.
Beat it,
by the way.
Right.
You should have
beat it. Yeah, beat it again.
Beat
well,
it.
He's playing it his first time on hard.
So you have to make it.
Yeah, it is really freaking hard. I mean, really, like I'm near the end. I know I'm near the end because I've beat it before.
But
oh man, it gets really, really hard.
I've heard that. I've heard you have a lot of strategy and.
Right now, currently, it's not a huge spoiler alert, but I am at the Cerberus that spits out other exploding dogs and is accompanied by the annoying satyr guys that can like block every time you try to hit them. And I tried going through that battle like it must have been 10-15 times the other night, and I just couldn't do it.
Wow.
And I stopped. I had to stop because my hands started hurting.
I give up.
I feel so old.
But I find sometimes if I'm like stuck at a part and I just cannot do it, it's a lot better to just walk away for a little while and then come back, and usually I can get it on the first try then.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know
why. Otherwise I break a controller or I'm just like, I'm so
for me, my hands were just hurting so bad. And like, I'm thinking,
exactly. I will destroy this DualShock 3 with my bare hands.
Yeah, I can tell I'm getting old when my hands hurt after just a few hours. It's actually kind of a funny story. About a year ago, I went to the doctor because my hands were hurting a lot, and I thought I might have been developing arthritis. And like, they did a bunch of tests and whatever, and the doctor's like, "No, you just need to play less games." And I was like, "That's ridiculous.
I can't. It's my job."
Exactly. That's what I told him. So
I do find with games that are action games that my hands get tired a lot more quickly because
they're
more intense and I'm clutching the controller.
You're like really nervous about what's happening and you don't want to die.
Yeah.
And you're trying
you're
to get
like, oh my God!
Yeah.
What else have I been playing? Oh, I'm getting back into the PSP, thanks to Greg Miller, I started playing Ratchet & Clank, Size Matters. I'm a huge fan of the Ratchet series, but I never played the PSP ones, so that's pretty cool. It suffers from the same problem that every 3D action game on the PSP suffers from, and that is no second analog stick
to control the camera. I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
And that always frustrated me about the PSP is that so many of the games are just PS2 ports because you can't...
I mean, yeah. Essentially yeah, PS2 ports, because you can't, yeah, without the camera control.
Yeah, I mean, you can control the camera in this game using the shoulder buttons.
It's just not very intuitive.
Yeah, I mean, it took me a while to get used to the controls, because I'm used to, on the PS3 versions, you use the shoulder buttons to strafe, and you have to strafe in those games, or you're just going to get killed. But strafing is well, its default is set on to move with the D-pad, you can strafe, but, like, that totally was not working, so I just turned it on, like, automatic on the analog stick, but now I'm strafing everywhere instead of just running, so yeah, I mean, it's got some issues, but it's still Ratchet, and I'm still enjoying it, so yeah. And now they just dropped the price on a bunch more PSP games, so I think I'm going to be downloading lots more of that. So
excellent. Did you didn't buy a Go, did you?
No.
No, yeah,
I have a Go.
No, for the longest time I didn't have a functioning PSP, because I don't know how it happened. I don't want to blame my husband, because he's already been giving me a hard time because I've been talking about him on here. But I think he dropped our PSP, and then the memory card slot broke. So, like, you couldn't put a memory card in, and then I couldn't save anything, right. Obviously. Yeah, so,
by the way, Mark Ryan, I still owe you a piece of your Metal Gear PSP cover. Sorry about that. I still haven't gotten around to that. Well, this is a very
piece
old.
Of it?
Yeah, what happened
you broke
was,
off part of it?
Well, what happened was Mark Ryan was, before I actually owned my own PSP, he was nice enough to loan me his. And he had a special cover of Metal Gear Solid with, you know, Snake on it and everything. And so I borrowed it, and I was helping my friend from Japan move her luggage, because she stayed at my house for 2 weeks. So we were moving luggage, and I had the PSP in my purse to return to Mark Ryan, and it fell out of my purse. Mm-hmm. And the piece of poo just, like, went clink, and just, like, a piece of it broke off. And I did exactly what I do with a PSP. I put the piece somewhere safe where I knew find it. And I've never seen it since. And every blue moon, Mark Ryan's like, so, where's the rest of my PSP? And I'm like, this is where it gets really awkward, because it was like a special cover. And I've always felt awful about it. But I was like, I swear I put it somewhere where I wouldn't lose it.
Just tell him someone broke into your place and stole it. That was what happened to my first PSP.
That one shard.
Someone broke into our office when I was working at GameTap. Yeah. And all of our stuff. And my personal PSP got stolen.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
But I got to replace it. And expense it, so.
Yeah, so the PSP is kind of fragile, which is not super cool. I've dropped my DS a million times and have never had a problem with it. So.
Yeah. You ever seen that Game Boy from the first Iraqi War that got hit by a motor shell or something, and it was still functional? So the soldier brought it home all excited, like, look, this thing just took a bomb. And
wow.
Pretty amazing. So yeah, Nintendo.
They know how to build things.
Yeah, they do know how to build things. You can kick it and throw it against a wall, and it'll still keep going.
Sweet.
Yeah. Alrighty, cool. So that's what we're playing. So now we're going to segue into our topic of the week, which is actually a few topics that are kind of interlinked. And if you've been paying attention to industry news this week, MPD, which is the company that tracks game sales, they also do research here and there. They just released a new study that's called the Game Segmentation Study of 2010, in which they, you know, figure out who gamers are and how much they're playing. And a few interesting things came out of that report, one of which being that only 4% of all gamers are considered extreme gamers.
Pause a second.
We have There's a, Chobot.
She arrived.
She was shopping.
No, I was shopping. This is from Starbucks.
Oh, she says it's from Starbucks.
All right. We'll turn
her
off
shoes.
Her headset.
Well, we'll stop the topic then and let Jess talk about what she's playing before we get into it.
I'm also going to eat while this is going on.
Sweet. Let me know when you want me. Well, here, put your headset on and then we'll talk.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we did.
Oh,
we did.
Okay.
But I'll mute you as needed. Well, you chew if you don't want people to
you
hear
don't
you
have
chewing.
To
Somebody
mute
complained
me.
Once I've... that I was swallowing too much. So
yeah.
Now
I was
super self-conscious
really
about it.
I was just going to eat. I was going to take the headset off and eat in the background.
Okay.
And then if somebody said something really phenomenal, then I was just going to either yell it really loud so we could pick it up
for
you guys.
Okay. Well, first tell us what you're playing, though.
Starving. Nothing. I've been on the road since Thursday, and I leave again tomorrow. So I have been home for a total of 8 hours since last Thursday.
Awesome.
I haven't played anything.
Well, that was fast.
Okay, yeah, that was fast. Okay, so now back to the topic of the week. So MPD released a study, found that only 4% of all gamers are considered extreme gamers. That's their term, but I would equate that to hardcore. And those people... spend an average of 48.5 hours a week playing games. Now, all gamers that they surveyed on average spend about 13 hours a week, which I think is pretty reasonable. That's probably about what I spend. The other interesting points that came up, the average age of a gamer is now 32, and the average age of PC gamers is 42.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anybody out there who says that games are still just for kids?
Those kids are growing up.
Yes, exactly.
These are all the kids who played all the Atari 2600 original Nintendo, and they're still loyal gamers. So there's no longer that stereotype it's for kids or uber nerds, because most people I know play even just casual amount of games.
Right, yeah.
Did they have stuff about frequency in there?
Not in their press release, and you have to pay to read their report. Yeah. Like $1,000.
Like what?
Yeah, no, it is. You. Yeah. So yeah, so this actually kind of harkens back a little bit to a topic that we talked about on episode 4, which is where I had my rant about elitist gamers. Only 4%. 4% of you. So that's a very small percentage. Jess and Megan were not here for that episode, but I basically, just to sum up really quickly, went on a huge rant about elitist gamers who put other people down because they like to play a certain type of game.
Okay, Jess, back up.
Okay, that's what she said. I'm listening. Yeah, I hate those people. I do not, you know, I just don't understand the whole reason that so many people got into games or did Dungeons and Dragons or whatever, and were considered nerds and taunted in high school, and the whole big camaraderie was that all the other nerds that you knew all liked the same stuff you did, and that was like your little group of pet your head when one of the jocks put you in a locker. And now, because it's so for lack of a better term, popular.
Yeah.
Because it went the way that goth did with Hot Topic.
Right. Or goth in a box, as my husband calls it.
How do I want to explain it? It's like a combination of two things. It's like the nerds that got picked on in high school are now
picking on
their own. It's just because I'm so angry. because they've got that little taste of power now.
Yeah.
And on top of it, power with an anonymity through the internet or through an XBL chat room or whatever the case may be. And I just don't get it. I'm just kind of like, why would you be that way? I don't ever want to be considered a hardcore gamer if that means that that is what somebody would associate me with, that kind of behavior. Right. I'm disgusted.
I will say that is not exclusive to gaming, because you look on any comment section on any site anywhere, and people can get just nasty underneath anonymity.
I get that. I get the internet board stuff, but I just because I was so passionate about gaming, and because I went through the hell that I went through in high school and all that stuff, I had higher expectations and respect for my fellow gamers and nerds. Mm-hmm. And then being in a position now where it's like I kind of am looking over the whole gamut of that, that conglomeration of people, I'm just totally disappointed in their behavior. I can't believe it. And I'm floored by how shitty everybody is.
You said it!
Okay, now I'm gonna eat.
You should have been on that episode with me. We could have totally ranted together. Okay, so this actually leads into a letter that we got from Siobhan from Ireland, who was basically she says she's defending girls who are dismissive of casual games. She's like, but please hear me out. So she basically says that the casual girls games out there now are. She's basically saying that they're not really games, that they're about as different as like ball games are from board games, and that she feels that all this is her quote, female-oriented marketing is distracting from the fact that the games I love are still hugely male-dominated. And I think some genres are going to stay male-dominated.
Yeah.
I think that's just the way it's going to be. It's just like with film, you know? Like,
so that's action-packed movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the other way, too. Like, you're never going to get a ton of guys going to see Sex and the City. It's just not going to happen.
Unless you force them.
Right,
unless
exactly.
Unless you force them, or you put a lot of lesbian love scenes in it, and then they might go. Or rent it on their own later.
Don't even do that, because they'll just look the YouTube clips up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's got a point, but I don't think that you should be dismissive of casual gaming.
Right.
I mean, gaming is gaming. Board games is still a game, whether it's a soccer game or not. I mean, I think the thing is, when you are dismissive, you know, because you're just not into that, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
You just don't be rude about it.
Right.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
No, I'm completely, it's like with reading, like, you compare it to anything else. It's like, okay, I don't read romance novels and I don't watch soap operas or, you know, any of that stuff. But if other people enjoy reading it, who am I to care? Also, and also in how other people, and this is the thing that I think people mix up in their heads, that people seem to, a lot of people, especially super core gamers, seem to think that because people love like this new kind of more casual field, that then games that there are fewer games that they love getting made. And it's like, no, as long as those games keep selling, like,
yeah,
those games have, they're completely different genres. It's like people buying a Danielle Steele book doesn't mean that you're not going to have a new Michael Connelly novel the next month. You know, it's like both are going to keep going. Yeah, that drives me nuts.
Well, that kind of goes into, and I don't know if we brought this up in a previous podcast or not, I can't really remember, but there was a comment I noticed on one of our iTunes reader comments where there was a girl on there that, I think we did bring this up, the girl gamer, and she was like, you know, basically screw these women, they don't know what they're talking about, blah, 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 blah. That is a great example. That attitude right there, lady, is a great example as to why no one will take you seriously. Because if you can't, if you're just going to go off on a bitch fest, you know, add yourself to the pile of everybody else, you know, that sits and whines on the internet. The best way to make an argument and to defend your position, whether you agree with what we say or not, is what this girl did that wrote in right here and made a nice, concise letter listing why she disagreed and did it in a polite manner. You know what? That's why we're reading it on the air. And that is why we are answering you.
Yes.
Ding. I am. Okay. So I've been drinking. All right. So I've
been drinking. You've been drinking. Oh, that's
no. Next time, bring me with you. I've been drinking a lot of soy lately because of a variety of reasons. But apparently soy is really high in estrogen.
Oh,
and
yes.
I'm finding that I'm getting incredibly emotional, uncontrollably so. And running the, I mean, like, I'm crying at like commercials and just, I'm not, so if I'm flipping out, that's why. Right. Oh, that and a lack of sleep and being home for 8 hours.
Yeah,
I think that might have more to do with it.
Yeah. So yeah.
I'm going crazy.
You know, Siobhan actually, she says too that she doesn't think it's okay to be dismissive, but you know, she wishes that more women would play games that she likes, which she says basically RPGs like Oblivion and Dragon Age. And, you know, I think more and more women are playing those games. I think it just, which we brought up again, it just takes time too. Like, lots of people have just gotten into gaming, and when I first started gaming, like, those games were, I'm like, too scared. I mean, too much to handle, too overwhelming. So you have to give people time to kind of work their way up to those types of games.
Let them evolve, people.
Right. Yes. Exactly. And they will evolve. I mean, I'm a perfect example. Dana's a perfect example. We definitely evolved as gamers.
There you go. You're number four.
All right, cool. You can't just throw somebody that doesn't know how to swim into the deep end of the pool and expect them to suddenly be able to do you know, butterfly strokes. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So be patient, people. It will occur and be beneficial.
Yes. Yes. And so that leads into, actually, we got multiple letters about a comment that was made. This came from an Associated Press article. Which is actually a really good article. It was talking about how games are really good for cognition and all that, the thing that we talked about a few weeks ago, which we brought up. But at the end of the article, you know, just to be a balanced reporter, the reporter talked to somebody who thinks games are not good for you. And so he said, like, it was something along the lines of, any positive consequences of games are completely overshadowed by the negative consequences. And
so what were the negative consequences?
He was talking about violence.
Oh, okay.
He didn't actually say any consequences. You know, he's from one of those parent organization things. And there's nothing against parent organizations, but when they have parent and family in the name,
what
that's usually a
what they play is a fabulous parent organization.
Yes, who won't judge violent video games. But anyhow, so in response to that, they got this woman who was great throughout the rest of the article, just talking. She is a I forget, she was a PhD from the University of Rochester. She was talking about, you know, all the cognitive benefits. But at the end of the article, they ended with this quote, and it was like, and here's her quote. "As you know, most of us females just hate those action video games. You don't have to use shooting. You can use, for example, a princess, which has a magic wand, and whenever she touches something, it turns into a butterfly and sparkles."
That's called Barbie. Wait. I played that game. I played that game. It's called Barbie Island Adventure. It does exist, so take that.
If you want that game, you can find it. Trust me.
Yeah. Also, it's got a very flamboyant peacock in it, if anyone is interested.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a true story. It's a talking peacock who is fabulous.
I just threw up a little in my mouth.
I know. Really?
I mean, you know.
Princesses? I mean, come on. You got to take me all the way. I don't like to play military shooters, but now I got to turn into a freaking princess with freaking sparkles and rainbows.
You know,
and
that butterflies. That was my knee-jerk reaction to that, too. But the more that I've thought about it, like, that is truly what some women want to play.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
Why and should we judge them?
They're
for
allowed
that?
To. Yeah. I'm just saying, why does she have to tar us all with
say
her
that
brush?
Turn all of the games into that.
Right. She's not saying that. She's just, you know, this guy was making this quote that said, like, violence and shooting is bad. And she's just saying, well, here's what you could do instead, kind of thing.
But why not offer a more realistic solution?
Also, why not offer a more realistic recognition of, like, the scope of games? It's just
the scope of women.
But the scope of games, like, the automatic, I mean, this is what my parents are. It's like that in their head you say video game and all they think of is gun and violence.
Gun,
and every
shooting,
game,
blood.
Every game, therefore, is like that and has, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so we're just teaching kids to go out and hijack cars and blah, 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 blah. And games are so much broader than that now.
And you know what, honestly, like, I want to come to this woman's defense a
Are
little
you
bit because
soy too?
Because you know, I kind of feel like she may have been you know, during the interview she may have sort of been led into you know, saying things that, and you know, she probably said a million wonderful things during this interview, and just because this one was something that the reporter knew would get attention,
and also
she included it. Yeah.
And also chose to end on that
note. Yes.
Yeah, actually, that's a great point. It's like, it's the reporter on this one that I'm kind of like, dude, really? Seriously, guy? Come on.
Actually, I think it was a woman. I don't remember for sure.
All right.
But
well,
whoever. Yeah.
Reporter person.
Way, reporter individual. Yeah. Not smart.
Yeah. So there's the answer to that question.
Of course, we're talking about
It's not the best. You know, obviously, it's not the best thing she could have said. But honestly, you know what? If women want to play as princesses with magic,
they're
wands,
allowed to play.
They're
princesses.
Allowed to do that.
It's
That's fine.
Barbie
Just don't apply.
They can do
princess.
That. I'm saying, but the, game, those games exist.
Yeah.
Yes, they
exist.
Do exist.
They do exist.
Yes.
Although I admit they are mostly for children. But as an adult, I secretly liked the game. It was cute. It was cute, and it had a cute cast of characters, and
including
it was
a flamboyant peacock.
It
right,
was.
Yeah.
Actually, it was my favorite character, though. It was
Hello,
really
Skittles!
That was an inside joke. Sorry, folks.
Okay.
Took me a second. I was like, of course.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So we have one other letter, which sort of ties into this same topic, which came to us from Leandro in Brazil, actually. And he said that he introduced his girlfriend to games because he wanted her to play games with him, but now all she plays is Farmville or The Sims, and he wishes that she would play more games together with him. And the quote that he says actually is, "Now with all those casual games where you don't have to think to play, people, especially women, are starting to get lazy and won't bother with games that are more difficult or demand a little bit more time to learn how to play."
I'm going to go to this man's house and just backhand you.
Well, first of all, like, more women than men play these games, but it's like a 55% to 45% breakdown. So
not only that, but I would say, like we said before, you got to be patient with people.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be like, all you play is The Sims and whatever, and you're never playing anything
also,
else.
Also, she's probably seen you playing, you know, like, not this reader personally, but a lot of boyfriends probably get very aggressive when they play these online shooters, and they call
shouting
names.
And
also, if you're playing with your other friends with her, she's probably going to feel excluded. Guys in a group tend to exclude girls. The same way that girls do it to guys, but it's a little more like he'll get into it and, you know, talk about his friends and, oh, I got you and everything. And he'll probably lose patience with her because she's just getting started and, you know, she's trying to figure things out. And,
and there's a lot of good, I mean, co-op games now where you can sort of ease her into it. And
yeah, there
I'm
are.
I'm sure she'd be fine. Like, if she likes Farmville, I know I pitch this game all the time. But Viva Pinata, one of my favorite games. Double yes. Paradise has co-op. You know,
yes, it does.
You can go in there. Hey, it's Farmville, but it's, you know, it's yeah, different right. and, you know, same sort of elements.
Yeah, be patient, Leandro.
Heart racing games.
You know, and also compromise a little bit.
And also don't knock what she is playing.
Yeah,
what because, she currently yeah, likes.
Then she'll get defensive. Oh no! Yeah. Now I don't want to play like what you're
right.
playing.
Yeah,
I kind of am. Like, wow, really, what a sentence when he stated what something along the
that
lines
they
of
that we're lazy. Yeah.
Well, that these are simplistic games that you're not even thinking, and that's especially why women are liking these games. Like, wait, what are you trying to say here, dude? Yeah.
What are you implying?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, am I just reading between the lines here, or
it's all that soy.
It's a soy. Yeah.
It is. Oh my God. I gotta knock off the soy.
Yeah, I will actually say that hardcore
skin is looking fabulous.
Thank yeah. you.
Hardcore Farmville players are actually the opposite
scary.
Of lazy because
like
they have to log on
really hardcore. I mean,
every 2 to 4 hours to water their
alarms.
Crops. So yeah. You know.
That's not lazy.
That's not
dedication.
Lazy at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Okay. So So average age of a gamer up to 32. That makes me feel very good because that's right around my age.
I am now above average.
I know. Me
yeah.
too.
Me too.
Yeah.
My mom can
yeah.
be proud.
I'm slightly below average.
I think I'm more above average than you, though, babe.
Yeah.
She says yes.
I'll take that.
Yeah. So that's cool. What do you guys think about that? Christine's a baby.
I am a baby. I was going to shut up this whole time.
Yeah.
I didn't want anybody to be like, stop talking, baby.
No. Baby swim, it's a diaper.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all the soy. But no, yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Not for me personally, but.
Right. Yeah, I mean, even though, like, we don't have pretty much all the gamers that I know, for the most part, are at least above the age of 22.
You know what's interesting is how, obviously, by the average game now, or average gamer being 32, 33, whatever,
yeah.
that the average gamer's an adult, and yet you're still getting all these media complaints about how it's ruining our children. It's like, wait
right.
a minute, though, but
yeah.
but...
And
yes. adults are playing.
And that's
yeah.
an average age. So
yeah.
it's like for every 15-year-old out there playing games.
There's a 50-year-old.
Plus, there's
yeah.
a lot of even older adults getting into it because of Wii. You know, stuff
yeah,
like
exactly.
that kind of casual gaming, which is getting people into gaming. So don't knock
gateway
it.
Gateway games.
Yeah,
yeah,
gateway games. Yeah. It's like, you know, like all those Wii sports and everything. That, like now adults are like, hey, this is kind of fun. And even in retirement homes now, they have a Wii because it gets
yep.
the seniors active and they play Wii sports mm-hmm. and everything. So now the age is really going up.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, these people have never played a video game in their life and they're having a blast. Last, so
yeah,
mm-hmm. it's all good.
Very
yeah.
interesting how the media really twists everything. Quite, I mean, like really
yes.
everything.
Yeah, but
we are evil. Evil
to make an interesting story.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
and yep. politicians need something
they need
to
something
grasp
to back
onto.
Up. Yeah,
yeah.
Although the
I
guy who did the California law was in the news again.
Leland Yee.
Yeah, I think he was in the news again for something.
Yeah.
Something
he
not about
is.
Video games, but something similar. It was like you again.
He's always going for those lightweight things. He's San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might have something. I can't remember. Was it the Cow Palace or something? I don't know. I don't remember.
What?
But
the Cow Palace.
Yeah,
it's an arena south of San Francisco where they have concerts and stuff.
Yeah,
and cows
stuff like that. And
what a horrible
no,
name.
There's no cows.
I'm sure there used to be. I'm sure there used to be.
Yeah,
like
they
a
probably
farm.
It was probably built on a farm or something.
Yes,
but
yes.
but
like
there
anything,
are no cows there now.
I have actually gone to see the rodeo at the Cow Palace.
Really?
You saw a rodeo there. I've seen a few concerts, but
mm-hmm.
not
I've,
a rodeo.
I've seen wrestling matches, but I probably should admit that.
Why not?
Too late.
Yeah.
No, no.
yeah. I just saw wrestling over the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, semi-pro. Not really.
Okay.
Well, I mean, not saying, wow,
right.
that was me. Not saying
that
semi-pro
like
is not good. I actually had a fabulous time, and it was pretty intense, but yeah, I'm just going to stop talking
yeah.
now.
was it real wrestling, like Olympic wrestling, or wrestling like
no, like
wrestling.
WWE,
yeah.
kind of like people throwing each other on tables and the fake blood. And
was it a, is it a, was it a local thing? Because I think I've seen that.
No, it was. I mean, it might travel, but it was over at Minneapolis at a Prince's bar where they shot Purple Rain.
Wow.
Wow.
Go figure, right? Because Prince is a big WWE fan, I guess. I don't know.
That's
I know
crazy.
I was walking by. I was down there to do some freelance stuff that I was working on, and I walked by and we heard all this crazy thumping and whatever. We're like, what the heck's going on? So we walk into the bar and there's a, you know, a bunch of like crazy stuff happening. People getting beat up and smashed in the face with frying pans.
It's like a wannabe ECW is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I think it was called Nitro something. I don't know.
Like TNA?
Nitro
sounds
right. I don't know. It's like a word that they would use.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it was fun. Don't be ashamed of wrestling, Megan. It was fun.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
That was kind of the point I was trying to make. Yeah. I was trying to support you, but somehow I ended up on a tangent.
Okay. So let's do questions. Some more questions, since most of these have been questions. But we just wanted to bring up those quick topics, and I'm sure it seems to be an underlying theme in the letters that we're getting, so we'll probably be dealing with it again. Added to which, letters are stacking up. I just want to let everybody know that if there is a question that we have not answered, you are added to the pile. However, we're going in the order that they have received, and we are still on questions that were sent on May 5th. So if you sent questions after that, please be patient. You're in the pile, unless we've already answered it, in which case, go back and listen to some of the other episodes, and you might find your answer. So yes, be patient with us. We're trying to, you know, get through as many as we can in each episode, but that is the state of the questions. So this question comes from Lexi Jocelyn, and she wants to know, what is our favorite video game genre and why, and what is our favorite game within that genre?
I like action adventure type games, so things along the, which I would classify anything kind of third person where you're doing a combo of like spelunking around. So Assassin's Creed or God of War, Uncharted or all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Favorite? I really like the God of War games a lot. Uncharted too. I don't know. It's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah, it's hard for me to pick too. I mean, even genre, because I like those games as well as I like kind of the sim non-game games like Animal Crossing and whatnot. And then it's funny because one of my favorite games is not in a favorite genre of mine at all. And that's BioShock, and that's a shooter, and that is not one of my favorite genres.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just think I agree with you that at the end of the day, as long as it's if whatever it is that game has that has appealed to me to that level. Like, I have no problem crossing genres. Right. I don't really like limit myself to genres. I have a tendency to not like first-person shooters.
Right, yeah.
Or shooters in general. But there's been plenty of games like a BioShock.
Yeah.
BioShock 2, I actually did enjoy too.
Yeah. I did too. There's no reason to knock it. Everybody around the office is knocking it, but I thought it was good.
I thought it was fine.
No, it was more just that I don't think it caught
compared
them,
to
know,
the first one.
Well, I don't think they could. Yeah. I think that was impossible.
Hard to recreate that magic.
Yeah.
But so I mean, as long as the game is good, I really have no problem with crossing over boundaries.
Yep.
Yeah, the third person games that I really like are the God of War series and also the Ratchet and Clank series are some of my favorites.
Yeah. I'm RPG all the way.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I play other stuff and I enjoy other things, but if I had to like pick one, I would probably just pick RPGs and go with that. And my favorite one obviously is Mass Effect.
Yeah.
That's the but
yeah.
Ditto for me. Megan also loves RPGs. It used to be specifically JRPGs, but Dragon Age has opened up a whole world of like Western RPGs. I mean, I liked Mass Effect, but I didn't like the gameplay. It had some bugs, although I heard the second one has really fixed that.
Yeah.
So mostly RPGs and still Final Fantasy IV, but that might be a little bit of nostalgia on my part because that's the only game I've played all the way to the end like 4 billion times. So,
wow.
Yeah.
It must have taken you a long time.
you know what? I knew that game so well. You'd think so, but not so much. But Dragon Age is like knocking other JRPGs that were firmly in place in my top 10 out of the way. So it's interesting.
Almost like in a wrestling match.
Boom. Exactly.
Pile
drive them, elbow slams, gorilla presses.
Okay. Next question comes from Randy. Randy says that he is African American, and when he's playing online, he gets called the N-word an average of about 5 to 8 times a night.
Wow.
Most of the time, he shrugs it off, but there are times when it gets to him, as it would anybody, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And he says he has got a friend who is a woman who gets, you know, not the same type of harassment, but, you know, harassment. And he wants to know if we think this kind of behavior is fueling the negative attention to games.
Well, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
A little bit. But I don't think, you know,
it certainly doesn't help.
It certainly doesn't help it.
Right.
Yeah. But I think you know, most people that are having problems with games don't know much about games, and they're locking onto the violence as opposed to...
That's true. I think you're right in that. Like, anyone, like, from, say, Fox News who might be reporting probably doesn't even know that you can live Talk chat with each other.
Okay, and that's where I get nervous, though, that over the fact that... If we get to the point where we're finally able to fight that battle significantly, like violence is not the major problem, like not a major problem in games. And, you know, and we're in, and I think you are finding headway in that because our demographic is getting older and they're becoming adults and they're still playing.
Yeah.
I feel like we're moving in a positive direction, and I would hate to see all of that hard work and passion from people in the industry and other gamers that are really trying to get this validated to be basically washed away because eventually that one individual at Fox News who now realizes they don't have a story with the violence anymore is going to find the one girl who decides to kill herself because somebody over Xbox Live chat called her a bitch. Mm-hmm. And then we're all screwed again. Yeah. Again. But then that's going to be the next hot topic.
But I got to say, though, it is something as we as gamers need to be more supportive. You should not be calling someone.
Right.
It's a terrible name. It's hurtful. And it is something Jess said earlier. You know, when you're anonymous, you don't have to, we wouldn't say that to someone's face, or if you did, you're an absolute jerk.
Well, yeah, you get your ass kicked.
Yeah, seriously. And the fact that this guy's being called the N-word and that his friend is being called, you know, bitch and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we as gamers need to take responsibility and realize that that's wrong. We should encourage it. And it's immature and it is hurtful. It's like the first few times you shrug it off, ha, 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 you're an idiot. But after a while, you're just like, you can't help but start to get hurt. I mean, I've been called names and I have pretty thick skin online as a girl gamer. And after a while, you're just like, ugh. Just stop. I mean, when are you going to grow? What do you get out of it besides being a complete jackass?
Yeah. It's just a shame. They ruin it for everybody.
Right.
You sound like the first time that I said that, it's too bad when a few of you have to ruin it for the whole group. And then I was like, oh my God, I want to kill myself. I was like 22.
And I'm now a mom. It's just a shame. You guys are ruining it for everybody. Yeah, okay, I guess you guys all got to turn it in now, and you got to sit in your corners. Lights off until everybody's quiet. Time out.
That'd be good. Right. I just appeal to gamers to be mature. You get no benefit from it. You're just...
And to encourage mature behavior from, you know, if you're playing with someone who is being a jackass, like, shame him into stopping. Like, you know, if they're not getting reinforcement for that. Or report him.
Yeah. The other thing is, it's the old adage of, you know, if you ignore them, they'll go away. And I know that's really hard not to reply. Actually, no.
They breed more.
there are some people who just love to hear themselves talk on Xbox Live. It's nuts. Mm-hmm. And they're not even talking to anybody. They're just talking to themselves. It drives me crazy. I just like I was playing Catan with some people who are just blah, 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 blah. Shut up. I don't want to hear you talk about
this is exactly
stuff.
Why yeah. I'm, which would could potentially be another topic. And I think we did bring it up as a potential topic. Maybe we'll come back to it later. But why are companies forcing multiplayer down our throats?
Oh yeah,
when it's complete, you know, for some games where it's completely unnecessary. I do not want Xbox Live to force me to make friends with other people online. Yeah. All the
friends
time.
In real life.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
and
I
those
don't,
are the ones that I play with. Yeah,
exactly. I don't, and that's a personal choice, and I don't need any online.
I don't understand
either.
Why, for example, they announced that Mass Effect may have co-op in the future, and I'm like. It's
co-op's one thing.
Co-op
or multiplayer.
It was either multiplayer.
Yeah. Co-op I support. Yeah. Multiplayer I don't.
It was one of the two. If it was co-op, I can kind of understand.
I think it was multiplayer.
But multiplayer, it's like, I don't want to play with 31
strangers.
Yeah,
my heart stopped a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Oh, I was announcing that on The Fix, and I instantly thought of you, actually. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. I put it in the comments. Do not want. Yeah. Do not want this. Just focus on making the single player awesome, and we'll be good.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Next question comes from Brad. This actually isn't gaming related. He wants to know what TV shows we're into.
Oh, God. I'm a TV junkie. Modern Family is my favorite new sitcom of this past year, and it's hilarious. I'm a 30
show.
Rock girl.
As am I.
Yeah.
Love the 30 Rock. I like The Office.
Yep.
I like anything on the Food Network except for Unwrapped. Because it's the same show over and over and over again. It's here. Watch this conveyor belt of things. But I'm super into Iron Chef. I love that show. And what else? I mean, there are shows that aren't on anymore that I was into, like The Sopranos and Sex and the City.
The Wire.
I never watched The Wire.
Wire was awesome.
I heard everybody praising that show.
The Wire is awesome. And The Shield.
I'm gonna have to give it a chance.
The Shield, which I'm actually still, like, 2 months later, 4 episodes from the end on, because I'm so freaked out about what's going to happen. I can't bring myself to watch it.
And I am still being
They're
forced.
They're all going
to die. That's just what I'm worried about.
I am still being forced to watch through Deep Space Nine with my husband.
Yeah. I'm watching, let's see. I really like True Blood, which was a surprise because at the beginning I'm like, what is this cheesy BS? And then I started, I'm like, oh, I'll give it one more chance. Oh, one more chance. And then I'm like, oh, I love it. So I really like True Blood, and I have a sick fascination with The Real Housewives of New York and Jersey. Love that one. And then although now that's getting kind of old because it's the same arguments over and over with these stupid women. And then I also watched Doctor Who and almost anything on the History Channel. I love, specifically, like, with the exception of Ghost Hunters, I like the B-roll voiceover ghost shows, you know, where they're just like, and then they went to the haunted house, and the haunted house, you know, and then they give you the history lesson right. behind why it's haunted and all this stuff. But I can't stand Ghost Hunters, where it's like those four, like douchey dudes running around right. the like woods going like, come on, ghost, come on, get me. Yeah. I'm like, oh, really, yeah, guy?
That's
yeah.
going to work.
Like, yeah, you and your affliction t-shirt, go taunt those ghosts, man. Loser. Anyway, so that's pretty much all I watch.
I like Mad Men and Glee, too.
I don't watch those. I don't like TV that
much.
I only
watched a couple of episodes.
I love TV.
I like certain aspects of certain things on TV, but I can't sit down and just flip through channels.
Yeah, I'm the
well,
same
no,
way.
No, no, no. I don't flip through channels. In fact, we don't even get cable anymore.
Oh.
I just either get iTunes season passes or watch it on Hulu.
I've got a show, but yeah. it's not on TV technically.
Okay.
Although I do watch it through my PlayStation 3.
It's not the RuPaul signed up. Show, is it?
Oh, I love that one too. Oh, I forgot about that. So RuPaul's Drag Race is great. And although that's all on reruns right now, which is why it didn't pop into my head, because I've seen all those episodes. But then he's got a new one coming out where all the drag queens go to summer school. Oh, I'm so excited. And then, but I'm the big one that I was going to mention was on Crunchyroll.com. I've gotten totally hooked to this. I'm like big into K-dramas. I got totally hooked on this one K-drama called Marry Me, which is about a bunch of working early to mid 30-year-old women who have yet to be married because they were concentrating on their career and are now kind of feeling their age. I mean, I don't know why this speaks to me. But for some reason, I'm incredibly entranced with the show. Mostly because all the women on there are super beautiful and the boys are super hot, but and then there's like so much sexual tension, it's just ridiculous. But it is because they're all about getting married, but they haven't even kissed yet, you know. And I'm just like, oh, just kiss her, just kiss her. Just get so excited, just do it, just touch her. So I'm totally hooked on that. And so yes, that kind of wraps up
all right.
my Alrighty. Whole like, shebang.
What about you, Christine?
I love me some HGTV and Discovery Channel. Mythbusters.
Oh, Mythbusters.
Mythbusters is
yeah.
fantastic.
And also the Ricky Gervais Show.
Yes.
Oh, Deadliest Catch is also awesome. And poor Captain Phil.
I can't watch that show. Somebody dies every time I watch
yeah,
it.
He died.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stroke.
Of what?
Stroke. Oh, I mean, he had
shark.
Like...
Holy shit!
I saw one episode and like 6 people died in it, and I was like, I can't watch this anymore. Oh,
it's
awful.
No, it's the best show.
It's
ever.
A really good
I
show
love...
until the end where everyone dies, and it's like,
not everyone
horrible.
Is dead. Well,
there are some people Steve? That have to live, otherwise yeah. the boat would never get back.
The Jonathan, person. And oh god,
well,
I can't remember their names.
The camera crew,
the brothers. I can't remember their names. It's Jonathan and something. Andy, and I can't remember the last name. Anyway, Deadliest Catch is awesome.
But yeah, that's mostly, I mean, I don't watch a lot.
Yeah.
When I do, I like to watch also Real Housewives whenever it's on. It's like my little guilty pleasure. I only watch it for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, all right, yeah. I just want to see what they're arguing about.
Well, I can't believe
and then
those
once
women...
I know what they're arguing about, I'm done. But
I can't believe those women even exist in the real world.
I know. I'm always like, what?
I mean, like, whoa, really, ladies? Like, how were you raised?
Not only that, how are you richer than me?
Yeah,
exactly. Why are you dumb women richer than me? You offer nothing to this world. I'm at least working. Yeah. Christ's sake.
What about you, Megan?
I'm so ashamed to say this out loud, but see, my
parents... Okay, hang on. What about Wayman? Yeah.
We've all just been listening to some not so great shows, so yeah. I think you're pretty safe.
No, because I also watched The Real Housewives of New York, and I do that because it's the reruns play when I go down. Like, I go home from work, and my parents have this little mini exercise room, and I'm flipping channels, and it's past the news, and there's nothing on until prime time, and so they're playing these reruns, and I got into... The Real Housewives of New York because Bethany. And her other friend, the redheaded one, is it Jill?
Jill.
Got into this. I gotta be careful because I don't know the show. I've only seen like 3 or 4 episodes. Uh-huh. But they got into this knockdown, drag-out fight.
What was it about? Because I cannot figure it out for the life of me based on the shows after it.
That's what I've been trying to figure out.
Here it is. Wait, are we talking about the one where Jill's breaking up with Bethany as a friend?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Jill got pissed off.
Oh my God, people do that above the age of 13?
Oh my God, these women are like in high school. They are so ridiculous. But there's like 35 one or two plus of them that are pretty normal.
They're all older than I am.
Yeah. They're like one or two of them that are pretty normal. But for the most part, they're all just spoiled. Just B-I-T-C-H's. Anyway, so Jill got mad at Bethany because Bethany, over the summer, was on this huge book tour because she was writing her book and her novel and all this other stuff. And she was like taping that Bethany gets married thing and all this stuff. So she's really, you know, and she...
Legit busy.
And she's legit busy. Now, I support Bethany because Bethany works for her money. Bethany didn't marry into it. Bethany didn't come from it. She basically was like completely destitute and has made herself... you know, this successful businesswoman. And this is part of her job. And so she's going on this whole tour. Well, in the meantime, while she's busy with all this stuff, Jill, who does jack shit on the show, just sat there and got mad at Bethany because her husband got sick. It was something semi-bad, but not life-threatening. He's still alive and totally fine. But because Bethany didn't race home to support Jill and, you know, and like wipe her butt for her and whatever else she needed. Now Jill's all ticked off. So she started yelling at Bethany and like cut Bethany off. Well, Bethany then came to Jill and was like begging to be her friend again. Like, why are you being so mean to me? I'm so sorry. You know, and she was giving her gifts. Like, please, I apologize. And Jill's just like didn't want anything to do with her. Well, then the minute that the attention shifted off of Jill onto Bethany because Bethany found out she was pregnant and all this other stuff was going on and she was getting married, then Jill all of a sudden wants to be her best friend.
Yeah, and she.
Oh my god.
And then the other friend tried to defend Bethany, and Jill jumped all over her. Yeah. And it's like Jill's like my least
Jill's
favorite.
Jill's a snake in the grass and a bitch. That woman. Oh.
Yeah, it's very sneaky of you, though, to pretend. What's her name again?
Wait, what's her name? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, actually, unfortunately, I will screw up the names. Yeah, I do know that. I know the color of the hair, though, because it's so, like, phony. Like, the hair color is so phony.
Nothing wrong with fake hair.
No, but yours color. Looks yeah, but yours looks good. That's the difference. So I've been watching that, and also I don't watch very little TV, but I do watch PBS a lot, actually. They have good stuff on. I mean, they have a lot of educational stuff, like educational stuff and stuff on different world history and cultures. And so
I think educational television is sadly underrated. It is. There are some great shows. I remember.
I miss Bill Nye.
Oh, he was so good.
That was such a good show. Did you guys ever watch Connections?
Sounds vaguely familiar.
This British guy hosted. I think he was British. He might have been Australian. I'm pretty sure he was British, though. Anyway, he would show you. It was like butterfly effect concept. So how one small thing that happened back in the early 1900s eventually led to sheep herders inventing the nuclear bomb. I mean, but he like explains the whole thing. Right. It makes complete and utter sense. And it really is truly connected. But they were fun, like... old, like back in the 70s kind of videos. So I don't know if you can even find them anymore. But
I'm sure someone put them on the internet somewhere.
They do have a YouTube channel. Okay. So if you can, I highly recommend Connections.
Also, I'm way too old to still be watching this, but whenever Reading Rainbow is on, I just happen to catch it. And I'm like, it's over.
Well, it's over now. LeVar Burton out of a job as of last year.
Well, no, but I've seen reruns, though.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I used to love Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
I was on when I was a child, too.
Yes. Do you guys remember Bill Cosby's, what was his reading drawing show? Where he had that pen that would be like, do 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 do.
That wasn't Picture Page, was it?
Yeah, no, it was. Picture Pages. Ha ha, you are smart.
Wow. Or I just watched too much TV.
Yeah. Okay, next question comes from Sam. Sam says he thinks DLC pricing is ridiculous and should be regulated. And he wants to know if we think that we can ever expect to see some regulation on DLC pricing. As far as like actual regulation, I don't think so. No. But market forces will make it kind of.
But I think people
settle.
Are still buying it regardless of the price. So I don't think that's. Yeah.
Gonna yeah. It's going to all come down to like if people refuse to pay X amount for, you know, a map pack, then they're going to lower the price.
What was it, $15 for that? Call of Duty map pack. And it was only really two new maps, and the other three were just imported from Call of Duty 4. $15. That's a little ridiculous. Whereas I do feel like playing, downloading, and paying for the Dragon Age stuff, like that, or even BioWare stuff, I find is worthy, and maybe that's just because I'm fangirling over it. But you know, I felt like
it never
walked
gets
away
over
with,
like $9.99 or anything like that. It's nothing outrageous. Where I've paid.
Yeah,
a lot
I
more
think
for a lot less.
The whole DLC thing is still fairly new, and so you know, we're still waiting for the market to kind of work itself out. And I don't know if you guys know this, but like the cost of games in retail store isn't actually regulated either. It's just what everybody has decided upon is the appropriate thing to charge. So the same thing will happen on DLC. It just might take us a little while.
Well, and the same way that, you know, sometimes paying $60 for a game seems reasonable, and then there are other games where it's, you're like $60 really? I mean, the same thing's going to keep happening there.
Kind of just buyer beware.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Next question comes from Kyle. He wants to know where we think games are going to go for the next generation, or and will current consoles last a lot longer because of DLC and updates. I think Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony are going to try to keep these current console generation as long as possible.
Move now and tall. And, you know.
Well, and so the 360 came out in 2005, and so it's now 5 years later. And at that point, like after 5 years of, because the original PS2 came out in 2000, and in 2004 Sony showed off the, or no, 2005 Sony showed off the PS3 for the first time. Mm-hmm. So I mean, they're not going to show off.
Do you think
there's no PS4? I don't think we're going to see any.
Well,
new
Sony has
E3.
Said from the beginning that they wanted the PS3 to have a 10-year.
I was
going to
say,
do
you think we're going to squeak this out for 10 years?
And considering how much money. A lot
people
of people paid for it. And
I
it has
really
like a
like
blue,
it.
It
must be a long time. I kind of want it to last 10 years.
And I feel like there's a lot of room for growth still. Well, not on the Wii.
I think a lot of games haven't even completely tapped the potential of some of these like next-gen. I've actually read somewhere that like things like 360 and PS3 actually have room for more potential, but the technology hasn't quite... got a lot of stuff under the hood of like the PS3, for example.
Yeah, it's got like multiple processors, and most developers only use like two of them.
Yeah, it's like
it
has
six.
Folding at home.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know all
from
my days at OPM.
Yeah,
we dissected that thing. Not really.
Yeah,
would have been in trouble if we'd done that.
Take it apart.
Yeah, but it's got a ways to go.
Yeah. So, but when we get to the next generation, what do we think is going to happen?
3D.
I think
3D. 3D definitely. Well, 3D is going to happen this generation, aren't they? Just downloading it for the PS3.
Yeah,
there's going to be a firmware update. So that's going to definitely be
built-in cameras.
I just hope.
I think cameras will finally
be
built in instead of add-on.
I think it's
going to
make you your breakfast.
Sweet, that would
be
so
great,
awesome.
Actually, if there's a little
and
egg
pay your bill
next to it. Yeah.
I would like a Diet Coke and a Milky Way dark,
please. And it's like,
it's my favorite breakfast.
I can't think of anything besides 3D, really.
I think built-in cameras.
Yeah.
Like built-in. Oh, built-in. Or like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. Sort of like Natal-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. Just built-in. I mean, come on.
Facial
that sort of stuff is going on. And, you know, you have that in your phone now. And, you know, the new iPhone is going to have that stuff in.
3D projected images. Kind of like Minority Report. Wouldn't that be awesome?
And Star Wars.
I think
Princess Leia.
Get that when we get flying cars.
Oh, the virtual reality thing.
Maybe it'll start talking to you like that creepy like movie.
Oh, I would love it if you could download like Darth Vader's voice into your PS3 or something. And
I'm
it's
sure
like,
you could.
Hello, Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Morning.
Yes. Samsung Joan could make a lot of money that way.
Oh, my God. You know what? We got to go out. We need to patent this right now.
Yeah, we got to get all the celebrities with super sexy, awesome voices.
No, but how awesome would that be if it had like voice recognition? You could walk in and sit there and be like, PlayStation 3
on.
I
think that would be creepy.
That's not creepy. That's awesome.
I don't know.
I can't do that.
Don't stand in the way of progress. Stuff sort of freaks me out. Like the whole
Big
Milo
Brother-y
and Kate
sort
thing.
Of,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The
Mario thing
to me,
is really
I
creepy.
I don't know.
See, the faster I can plug myself directly into my PS3 and have an experience like
you
Ghost
in plug
the Shell.
Into the Matrix?
I do. I do. I do not. I am looking for a brighter future.
You're like, bring it on.
Or are you looking like forward Matrix. To the day where we don't have to actually learn anything? We just implant a chip or something into
yes.
our brains?
Yes, exactly. I want to be that. I will be that volunteer.
Did you learn nothing from the Matrix?
The Matrix is awesome. What are you talking about? I totally want to be a part of it.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks so much for listening. As always, you can send questions, comments, feedback to ignglefight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ignglefight, and you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/ignglefight. Thanks once again for listening, and we will be back with you next week. Dudes.